Starting a new perek.
Perek Gimel. Niterasi al tishkach mitzvisai yitzor libecha. My son, don't forget my Torah and my mitzvahs guard in your heart, or your heart should guard. So the Gaon says, Bni terasi al tishkach. K'mosh kosev lemala, like he said above. Shebetorah tzarich ha'adam, or k'mosh nizbar lemalach, like was explained above. Shebetorah tzarich ha'adam lahagoyis yama v'layla tamid. By Torah, a person needs to constantly learn day and night. Tamid. Lahagoyis yama v'layla tamid. V'lachein am al tishkach. So therefore, he uses the expression "don't forget," meaning it's something that you can't stop. It's continuous. You have the pasuk. Right, that there's a love to forget the Torah. So that says like think that even if it happens, that only if you remove it. But if you're constantly being, it's much more like if you're constantly Isaac and Torah, then you're still in the gather of Al Tishkach. You're working on the Torah the whole time, then that's the gather. That's already not called that you're the one that's causing the forgetting. Just maybe add that to this, but that's the Gaon is saying this specifically because of the contrast in the next piece of the pasuk. That you what?
The Gemara says in Kalgol.
That yeah.
The gather of shachuach menu, even if you've never learned it before, it's called shachuach
menu. Right.
It's not
Isaac in Okay. Yeah. No, because I'm saying Alts the Gemara. It's not a vort in.
It's like a play on words. It sounds like some kind of get. It's got to be Chayv Korban, a Korban Chatas.
The Pasha Pshat there is. Yeah, and a chenami. I mean, punchbat is just it's used as a
trying to fit into the word of mission.
Yeah,
Shabbos by the mission, like it's a funny, strange term to use. That's all.
Yeah. Unless you say that. Okay, whatever. Yeah, you have to always come out to Jewish from this. Like whatever. The mahalach I was thinking of saying over here is like, no. Etzim will mekabel Torah. All you know. Both the Har Sinai and the Vlad and the, so it's like anything that's not in your head is really a gather of shachuach, because it's really supposed to. We have to replace that. We have to, like, when you learn, you're like replacing it. You're retapping into what's already there. Yeah. But again, it's Eretz Drush, not. Okay. So the Gro is saying this specifically in contrast to the Hemshech of the pasuk. Mitzvah say yitzor libecha, my mitzvahs, your heart should guard. Right, the Gemara made this chiluk in Perek Beis that the mitzvahs you need to do each one in its proper time. So you're not constantly be oisik in each of the mitzvahs. Therefore, use the lashon of your heart should guard until their time comes. So, right, so you always have. He gave the same hashkafa, the same machshava in the previous parak. Is that you guard them in your heart, ready to use them whenever they're supposed to be applied. And the reason that they use the lashon of mitzvosei lashon rabim is because it's a reference to both mitzvos aseh, the positive commandments, and the negative commandments, and the lois aseh. So what it sounds like, maybe just to be moisef shtickle hesber, maybe in the Gaon over here, because like what. Well, Chari, you'd say, yeah, mitzvah is like a pashra lashon. Why has he been medayik it?
I know you mitzvah say there's 248 of them.
Right. So it sounds maybe that when he's saying that be'etzim, it could say o mitzvah yitzar libecha, it could say mitzvah see also, but it could say mitzvah because the emphasis is, especially the way the Gaon explained just now. You're always, the Maisa, you're always constantly doing mitzvahs. There's always a mitzvah applicable to every moment. It's just a question of which mitzvah. But the Gaon is saying, each mitzvah you should guard in your heart. Like the focus is, each mitzvah you should guard in your heart, which is a singular warning. Right? It's not at every moment there's some activity of mitzvah, even if it's just in the mind that's an active, but but that there is every moment we have a mitzvah that's negeh to us, Baruch Hashem. And so if we're talking in the lashon of mitzvahs, that you should guard in the way that the Goyin is saying, guard that you should be ready to use it when the time comes, so then it should be in a singular form of each mitzvah, or kol mitzvah, let's say, or whatever, kol, mitzvah yitzar liba. Every mitzvah should be guarded in your heart. Stam derech agav, you also have lashon of the pasuk, kol ha-mitzvah, in Sefer Dvarim, kol ha-mitzvah. And it refers to all the mitzvahs, but it's used in a singular form. But we speak about it over there. But Melamaisa, so then, since the chayyid should be over here in an individual lashon, a lashon of a yachid over here, so then therefore the guy now asks, wait, so why is it mitzvahsai? It can't be pshat. The chayyid, it can't be pshat that it's all the mitzvahs, guard in your heart, because that's not true. At every moment, some you should be guarding and some you should be doing. So what is the plural mitzvahs that you should be guarding? It's a reference to mitzvahs aseya, mitzvahs lois aseya.
Can I answer the question if it's aseya, lois aseya?
Yeah, that there's two types of commandments that you should be guarding at all times.
Two meanings, two sugut.
Yeah. I think maybe that's the, how to explain the going over here. Pasuk Beis, ki oirech yomim ushneis chayim v'shalom yisifulach. Because the length, it's the, or the length of days, or length of days, I should say, because length of days and years of life and shalom and peace, yisifulach, it will add to you. So the three things the pasuk says that the Torah and mitzvahs is going to add to the person: oirech yomim, shneis chayim, and shalom. Okay, so says the Goyin, what are these three things? Ki oirech yomim, hu negeh mitzvos aseh. The oirech yomim, what's that?
We're talking about whether or not this fits. That's the famous song, right?
Right.
And I was like, hey, they missed out the word shalom in the song.
There's another pasuk.
In the
I think there's another pasuk. So, in Tehillim, it appears, I think, twice. I'm not 100% sure. So, you have Oirech Yomim is neged mitzvah sase. K'moshe kosov, like the pasuk says, Asher yase oisem ha'odom v'chai bohem. If you do the mitzvahs, you're going to live. So they point out over here in the Horus that Rashi is mefarish that pasuk v'chai bohem as a reference to Elam Haba. Because if you're dealing with Elam Haze, Aloi Seifim Eis, everybody's going to die. So it's going to give you forever, everlasting life in Elam Haze that can't be pshat. So Rashi says that pshat is Elam Haba. But they point out that from the going over here, it's mashma, that is mefarish le'inyan arichas yamim. V'chayba means that you're going to live a long life in this world. Yeah, you'll eventually die, but you'll live a long life. That's the pasha pshat of Ki arich yamim, right, he learns is coming from the v'chayba. It's an arichas yamim. Hushnois chayim. So again, so if you do mitzvah saseh, asher yasa osam adam, v'chayba, if you do that, you're going to live. Ushnei ischaim, uneged loisase. Now the lashon of years of life, that refers to loisase. Why? Ki oisa avera meriyin loy. Somebody who does an avera, so they do bad to him, right? V'kasher eino oisa avera, oishishav betshuva. When he doesn't do an avera, he's misgaber and he doesn't do the avera, or he's chozer betshuva. In both these cases, nefchu loy mira latoiva, the bad turns into good.
Even when eino isa avera,
ki amekatrigim atzmam nefchu loy laoyavim, because the mekatrigim themselves turn into oyavim. This, by the way, the Goyin says in Aderes Olio, Rabbi Yisrael Zuchover mentions this idea in Oratoria, that the Goyin says by the Yetzahara, right, it says Toiv Mo'oid, and it says that Mo'oid is the reference to the Toiv as the Yetzah Toiv, and Mo'oid, Toiv Mo'oid is the Yetzahara. And the Goyin explains because that's the whole avoid, is to turn the Yetzahara into good, to make out of that good. the mahapchum erirum the mesikul, to turn the bitter into sweet. And that already is the gedur of very good. That's more than just good. That's very good. So that when a person has a yitzhar horror to do something, he's mezgabra on it. Well, that's turned that yitzhar into very good. He turned it into something extremely sweet. Think about it. Till now, the good is under, so to say, the domain of the Rabbani Shleilim, and the evil, as if, has its own rishus, as if it doesn't really, but it looks in this world as if the evil has a bailus, has an ownership and a domain of its own. And when a person does avera, he's feeding into that. He's under the. So now, kiviyachol, the Rabbani, because a person was mezgaber and didn't do, he overpowered his yetzara and didn't do that avera, he's now taken whatever that yetzara was, whatever it was, and he's put it into the domain of the Rabbani Shalom. He's given it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Tov Ma'od. He's gained turf, so to say. So it's a bigger gilui, really. It's a bigger revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because now it's been moisif in the achdus of the Rabban Shalom. It's been moisif in the Hashem Echad. It's all the Rabban Shalom. So, and Kol Shagin, the same thing if a person has to do tshuva on something. Right there, Hitaka really fell into the bad, mamish, right? And now he's re-brought everything back to the Rabban Shalom. So that's the gather of Mahapchum and Rirul and Mesikul. He's turned the bitter into sweet. That's the gather of Nefchulei Mirol Toivu. Derech Agad, the Goyin says, that's the Ikra Avodah that we're here for. Rabbi Zayis al-Chavar expands on that. The Ikra Avodah that we're here is to turn the bad into the good. That's unbelievable. So says the Goyin, V'zeh shamu b'gemara, u'shnois chayim. That's what the Gemara says, Yuma, u'shnois chayim. So the Gemara asks, V'chi yeshanim she'inim shel chayim. Is there such a thing as years that are not of life? If the person has years, it means he was alive. You don't count, oh, now he's 100 and, 185, and he died 65 years ago. Nobody counts like that. Ela elo yemei adam, shenes nishapcho lei mirala toiva. Shnois chayim, the years of life, are the years, the days of a person that were not originally those of life. They were years of death, because they were years of avera. They were years of bad. Now they've turned into good. Oh, now they've become Shnois Chaim. They weren't initially Shnois Chaim. They've become Shnois Chaim. So that is connected to the Lois HaSed. The Shnois Chaim is connected to the Lois HaSed, that the person's done tshuva and has brought back the meaning, like the Gemara says, right? Especially if it's tshuva ma'ava, even the purposeful, intentional averis become mamish zchuyos to the person. So that's Shnois Chaim. Those Shnois originally were just Stam Shnayim, not good Shnayim.
We're already saying that Chaim means good Shnayim, right? So what's the Raya that Shnois Chaim, what's already been Maniyah? We answered the Kasha already. The Gemara said, V'chi yeh Shnayim she'inim shel Chaim. The Gemara says, yeah. Shnayim that are no good are Inim shel Chaim. Shnayim shel Chaim is Shnayim that are good. How does the Gemara know that you mahapich the Ra to the bad to the good? We're basically falling off the gosh anyways, that in order it's overkill. It's like once we're meaning the chaim just means there's we're talking, yeah, there's no, they're not chaim. So what's the raya b'chol?
Okay, you're asking Stam, you're asking a kasha on the Gemara. Okay, I don't know. So think about it, it's a good kasha. Think about it.
But it was interesting, yeah. Kesha, that in words, we talk about makom shabali tshuva undim, like the ma'ilav. So the Goyin says that a person the ein ois avera has that bechina too. A person who has the yitzhar to do something, he has the bechina of the ois tshuva, in the sense that he was
very, very good. Yeah, and the chanami and the Goyin himself. I don't remember where now, but I wrote it somewhere in one of the Brewer volumes that the Goyin, I believe. That the Goyin says that Be'etzem, even though it's a machlokes amaroyim, right? Yochanan or Bavo, I think, of is what's greater, that tzaddikim or bali tshuva. Right? So what's become very famous is b'kayim shabali tshuva aimdim ain tzaddikim yichayim lamaisham, right? But so that the bali tshuva is higher. But l'maisa, there's a day that holds not like that, and the Goyin actually holds like the other man, the Omar. He says, even though there is a bechina that the Baal Teshuva is, but the Maisa, at the end of the day, the tzaddik who's never done any avera, that's still the highest.
And he's also a Safra. He's also being
one. So it comes out that stems with what you just pointed out of here. The Gaon is saying that you're mekayim that mo'oid aspect, the toiv mo'oid aspect, by being misgaber on the Yitzhara and not doing an avera.
So you also got that.
He still has that toiv mo'oid,
which is the tachas avera according to the somewhere else.
And he doesn't have to do it through chas v'shalom falling and being nichshol and whatever, and then now bring everything back through tshuva.
Huh?
You
never
had an Nesoyed,
then
it's
not me,
it's not
me.
It's
born
a
Malach.
Right.
Tzadikim have Nesoyed? Badesh, it's a Badesh, of course. But they're on a much higher level than ours, it says. But L'maisa, when they get punished Lefi, they're Erech, like David HaMelech. Right, and Tzadikim. So it's a very, very interesting thing. You know, one of the mistakes that's made is based on a michtav of the that's miyuchas to the Baal HaTanya, that's attributed to the Baal HaTanya, is that the Gaon was chaylik on the idea of the rapach nitzoytzis, that he was chaylik on the Rizal. There's a whole there's a musik of 288 nitzoytzis hakdoshim, sparks of kedusha that's inside of all physicality, and the avoda is to be mal of them ruach alakim. Rachefes al pnei amayim. Rachefes is meis rapach. The Arizal says 288 sparks died and they fell down into physicality. And our avoid is to raise them up. That's how we elevate physicality, which is through the mitzvahs. So this letter that's attributed to the Baal HaTanya claims that the Gaon didn't hold to this. Now the emes is there's a pulmus, there's a dispute of the authenticity of that letter. The Reb David Kamenetsky and many others that go try to prove and bring proofs that the letter is a forgery. It's not a real letter. It was published many, 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 many years after the Baal HaTanya was already nifter. On the other hand, in Chabad, they hold that the letter is authentic. The last Rebbe held that it's an authentic letter. And built
from what point in Chabad did they say it was authentic? It was just the last Rebbe, so it's not such a rare.
Okay, whatever. I'm not getting into this. I'm just saying what's going on, one way or the other, one way or the other. Without getting into bariches, the contents of the letter are just incorrect. Doesn't matter whether it's a forgery or not. It's just, and one of the examples is on this thing that the going is as if chaylik on there, and he writes that I heard this from Talmidim. I think that's lashon like. So he knows for sure that this is true. But guess what? The guy in his own beer on Tikkun Izayar says in two places, he brings down the Rapach Nitzitzis of the Arizal and he builds a Torah out of it. And so there's nothing to talk about. He writes it. He clearly held of it. And Yahal Or also, and his beer on Zayar is also mentioned over there. So now why am I saying this? Because you see the Leshem and Rav Tali Hertz, that's why I want to get Rav Tali Hertz, was the Baal Siddur HaGro Al Pi Nigla, the Derech Nigla V'Nistra, that's like that's the Siddur. There's two Siddur HaGro, old Siddur HaGro. One is with a Kabbalah, with a Perush of Kabbalah, it's from Rav Tali Hertz. He was Malakit, different Kabbalah pieces from the Goyin on the Siddur, and then he also gives his own things based on that. So they, Barichus, Barichus, they bring both Leshem and all Rabbi Yitzhak is a chavar also. All the Talmid are going to bring the Indian of Nitzaitis, and of course they go with it. About it, they're going held in it. The whole, without that, it's like the whole Kabbalah basically falls apart. Hagam that it's true that the Arizal was Mechadish the number 288, because in the Zayah you only have the number 320, 325. But the going held it, the going accepted it. And, now the importance, what's relevant to us is that the Rav Naftali Hertz has a biur on a sefer called Bris Olam. His biur is called Luchas HaBris. It's an old sefer, Kabbalah sefer, very, very, very high, deep secrets or whatever. And he's like fascinating how he opens it up. Unbelievable. You can see his koyach in that sefer. And he writes over there one that there's nitzaitis in everything. And how does it work? A person gets a yitzhar for something. Right? He sees chvez, he brings example of a shtik chazer, he sees a piece of good looking white meat, right? And he's like, ugh. I personally don't relate to that yitzhar so much at all. But you know, let's say a person did. So what's going on? He says that the hisoris that a person has, the cheshik that a person has for an avera, is 100% stemming from the nitzotzis hakdusha that's inside that iser. This is
even in
what the talmid mumchim, you know, in Torah Sagra.
In Devarim Asurim, there's nitzotzis hakdusha.
In Devarim Asurim as well, just that they're trapped. That's actually the lashon of iser as osur. They're trapped. The kedusha is trapped. That it's unattainable. You can't get to it now. Lasid lavoi. There'll be a time where it will. That lashon speaks about the beginning of Sefer Adel, but. So Naftali says a beautiful, amazing thing. Now, this, you said what I just said, is also, I saw, in, for example, I mean, I think I've seen in other places, but most recently I took note of it in Rebbech Mimezhebush, who's the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Says the same insight. But the Naftali adds something to it. And he says that those nitzotis are calling out to the person. When a person has a taiva to something of iser, whether it's food, drink, or anything else, any other iser, there's some kind of kedusha that's trapped in that thing, that's calling and attracting the person to it, to be malet, to elevate that kedusha that's trapped.
It's not more the yitzhar.
But once again, but how do you elevate it? Says the Rebbe Naftali, dafka by not participating in it. Dafka by being shomer the loisase and not eating it or not partaking in that iser, that's how that elevates the nitzaitis. It's a chiddush. And but that's really what the Goyin is also here saying. It's not just parv. It's not just that you didn't do bad because you didn't do the aveira. It actually becomes good. And this lemaisa, the Yisayda Dvarim already is in Chazal, right? That somebody who had the ability to do the Aveiro, I thought maybe to do the Aveiro, Kilo Osa Mitzvah, as if he did the Mitzvah. If there's actually a positive, Mamish, you get like a positive Mitzvah to not having done. And that elevates the Nitzay Sakdashim in that thing. So people think that they're getting their Geshmak out of the nonsense, but it's not, no, they're getting the Geshmak out of what's enticing them is the Isra, but they're doing a terrible, terrible, Avla, right? The terrible thing by partaking in the Isra, because Adarabba, the Isra is begging you not to. This is begging you, don't do this. I need you to be Mizgaber so that this Kedusha is now going to rejoin the Rabbanu Shalom, the Kibiachol, and the Dain self and be brought back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's what's Shnei Schaim over here. V'shalom yisifulach, says the Goyin who neged haTorah. That's a reference to the Torah. Mamish, just now on the way here, I booked that. This is the. I was doing the Chayk Yisrael. I do every day. There's a Shem B'Neder. So the Zoya for this week's for today's Zoya. Mamish, just last thing I learned before I came here. The last Maimer, Rabbi Yosi Omar Ksiv. Shalom Rav lo yehavei yisarecha v'goymer oireisa hu shalom. Torah is shalom. Deksiv v'chol nisiv yisarecha shalom. It's mefur zoya. We saw Rav Nachum Mendel in the beginning says everything in the Sefer in the Bureau of the Groh is all api Kabbalah. So this was an example, right? The Goyin doesn't tell you that Ma'i said it's a zoya, but he says shalom yosif lo hu neged haTorah. Shalom is a peace, is right, is a reference to the Torah. K'ma shekasov d'rachei adachinom v'chol nisiv yisarecha shalom. He doesn't tell you it's a mefur zoya. Harei elu ashleisha neged ashleisha now. So these three things, Arich Yamim, Shneis Chaim, and Shalom, is connected to three things, Shama b'pasuk shalamala, that he said in the previous pasuk. Right? B'ni teirasi al tishkoch mitzvaisi yitzar lebecha, we said Torah, and in mitzvaisi we said mitzaseh mitzvah leisaseh. Shem Torah mitzvaseh leisaseh, k'mesha teiru neged kol ha-mitzvahs. And the same way the Torah is connected kol ha-mitzvahs, the Talmud Torah connected to kulam, u'mevi aladei kol ha-maisim, that Talmud is great because it brings to Maisa, Kain Schara, so to the reward of the Torah, Hashalom, which is Shalom, Shuha Iker Umachzik as Kol HaBrachos. That's the Iker and his Machzik all the Brachos. The same way it brings to all the Maisif, it brings to all the good deeds, so too it's mach, the schar of it is machzik all the brachas. It's very beautiful. I feel like I say Kaddish, Hadron and Kaddish now. Okay.
Fine. He brings the pasuk Shem Oz Lamed Tesh Evan Tzav Moshav Vabam.
How he brings that out?
He says, Shem Oz Lamed Tesh Torah, Moshav
Vabam. Right. Okay, so that's we could do a little bit more of here. Okay, Chesed Emes Al Yazvucha, the kindness and truth should never leave you. Kashrei Mal Gargrei Secha, tie them to your neck. Kasveim Aluach Libecha, write them on the heart, on the wall of your heart, so to say. Chesed is what a person is not, is called what a person is not obligated to give to his friend. Right? Something that you don't have to give, when you do give it, that's called chesed. That's the Torah of chesed. The emes, truth, who amishalim gmul chaverim pnei she'asaleke. Truth is when somebody gives reward to his friend for something that he did for him. Okay, so it's more like a din concept, right? Which is fair. Mida keneged mida. Al yazvucha. So the chesed and emes shouldn't leave you. Tirish atomid yuyimach. See to it that chesed and emes are always going to be with you. So the goyin wants to know now. Mash kosim b'tchila chesed v'chakech v'emes. Why is it put chesed before emes? Kevin shayis a chesed ma'briya sheinim echuyiv lem echefshe shalay yishalim gmul tov l'misha asa. If you're already doing chesed with the brias that you're not obligated to do for them, how is it possible that you're not going to do good to the person who did you good? It's like, once you say chesed, emes is already extra. It's included in chesed. It's a kol shekein. V'chein b'kadosh baruch hu k'siv, and so too b'kadosh baruch hu, we find also that lashon v'rav chesed v'emes, where chesed is before emes. Rav chesed, he does multitude of good. Haynu shechesed hu gadol b'eichas. Chesed is Godel in quality, avloy bekamos, but not in quantity. Ki anoisim b'teres chesed lo yitin harbe. The guy who gives, somebody who gives b'teres chesed, is not going to give a lot. Avla gmul lefi achiyuv, but the gmul, yeah, just giving back to somebody, that is according to the obligation. That's why he says chesed ve'emes should never leave you. That you should give even to the person who never did for you something good. You should still give to him in the Torah of chesed. And give to him also in a way where it's a tana meruba. It's an increased, it's a bigger gift. Shuhu ve'emes, which is the ve'emes, which is a sign of like a lot. Therefore, Bakadosh Baruch Hu calls him Rav Chesed. Kloimer, Mashu noisim b'teres Chesed, gam kin Rav. Kloimer harbe. When the Rebbein Shalom gives something b'teres Chesed, he gives also with a lot. That's v'Rav Chesed. V'achar kach meshalim gmul yidei Adam. And then he also pays back what the person deserves. V'ayinu od yoter. So when he pays back, it becomes even more. The fact that he's v'rav chesed, that even when it comes to chesed, which is normally not done so profusely, because like how many people are you going to give to so much? Yeah. But the Baruch Shem is rav chesed, so kol shekein, his ve'emes is going to be even that much greater. He's not just going to give to the guy the regular amount. He's going to give the guy who did good way more than that. Because if by chesed he gives with a tremendous giving, so akorchach must be that by be'emes it's even more than that. And therefore it first puts v'rav chesed and then ve'emes. In other words, by putting the rav chesed first, it makes the ve'emes that much greater. It indicates that this is not stam a regular ve'emes, a regular giving back, so to say, for what the good that you've done. No, it's even higher than the Rav Chesed. It's even a greater nesina than the Rav Chesed. V'zeu ben adam l'chaveira. And this is by ben adam l'chaveira, between a person and his friend. V'chein ben adam l'makom. But the same is true when it comes to ben adam l'makom. Chesed will lamid lacherim, the emes lamud ba'atzmai. Chesed is to teach others Torah. And emes is to learn for himself. Torah is emes, a person learn for himself. Torah is chesed is to teach others Torah. Kamashama Chazal, but Torah is chesed, like Chazal said, Torah is chesed, but yesh Torah shel chesed, biyesh Torah shel einu shel chesed, frekti gemara, the gemara asks, what does that mean, Torah is chesed? Is there some Torah that's of chesed and some Torah that's not shel chesed? El lamed lacherim Torah shel chesed. To teach others Torah, that's Torah shel chesed, says the gemara. Shelo lelamed hi einu shel chesed. To learn without teaching, that's not shel chesed. Ki masha odom lemi ba'atzmo mechuyev. Because when a person learns for himself, that he's obligated in. That's why he came into this world. We were created in order to learn Torah. Like it says, the Mishnah says, if you learned a lot of Torah, don't hold that as a, don't pat yourself on the back. That's what you were created for. To teach, that's already chesed. They bring in the footnotes of the other, Reb Chaim Kanevsky learned that, because the Rambam, Lamaisa says, you're mechuyev to teach Torah. So he says that the Goyin learns, it seems that the Goyin learns, that the mitzvah to teach Torah is al chesed. It's not midin Talmud Torah. That's a separate mitzvah. Mitzad Talmud Torah, you don't have to teach. Mitzad chesed. That's the...
It's not another mechaver, it's calling me another look.
Because Torah is be'etzim is going to be is bein adam lamakom, and then within that realm of Torah, which is a bein adam lamakom thing, you can do it in a way of chesed, which is teaching others Torah.
Right.
Yeah. So now he says ve'elu shnei
dvarim. But it's mitzad you a chesed and clapping, and what you're doing is a bein adam lamakom chesed.
Yeah, it's like it's in that category though.
You're doing something
with
somebody else, but it's a
minhag lamakom chesed. Yeah, you're not giving him. You're not giving him stokah. You're not giving him whatever. You're not building him up in gashmias.
No, it's the chesed.
You're building up his bein adam. You're building up his bein adam lamakom.
So it's a chesed between you and Kosh Baruch.
Oh yeah,
you're being marba Torah beyond the mechuyev.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't say like Reb Chaim Kanevsky. But it's midin. It's midin.
Ah, you see.
It's just a chesed of Torah.
No, but even still, the Rambam says you're mechuyev to teach Torah.
It won't be the mechuyev. It's not
Okay, it's not. That's a pasha though, because then what's the guy saying? Like, where's he coming from? Like, he's trying to find. Chaim is coming. It sounds from the Goyin over here that mitzadini Talmud Torah you're not mechuyev, Ela Mai will have to be midin chesed, and that's the chesed over here, right? Mashalad batzma mechuyev, but lelamed hu chesed. So you're saying it's chesed klapi the Rebbeinu Shel Olam.
Minas chasidus.
Yeah. Okay, I hear. Ve'elu hashnei dvarim. These two things, I know chesed ve'emes, bein adam lechaveri or bein adam lemakom al yazbuka. Don't let them leave you. They should always be in your hands to do. So these words, al yazvucha, refer that you should always be active, never leave you, which means you should always be involved with them in maisa. What does it mean to tie them to your neck? That's a reference because really it means like the throat, really, which is like the back of the mouth, where the words come out, where the sounds come out at least. So hu bedibur, that's a reference to bedibur, to speech. Shi beficha tamid, the Torah mitzvah should always be in your mouth. You should be always talking Torah and talking mitzvahs. Kosvei maluach libecha b'machshava, write them on the wall of your heart. That's a reference to machshava, because machshava, we have, there's a connection between the mind and the heart. And all machshava l'maisa begins and ends in the heart. And that's, so therefore, libcha over here is machshava. Behind Rishi, beficha bevavcha la'asoy. And that's like the pasuk says, right? Beficha bevavcha la'asoy. It's in your mouth and your heart to do. So you have all three factors: machshava, bedibur, v'maisa. Right, in the thought, in the dibur, and in the maisa, you have all three levels of the person, the mensch. So that's the pasuk is telling us: hold on to it on all the levels of your mind and body. Okay, let's stop here.